The company says it's going to give me a nice boiled ham for Easter, Miss Trixie told Ignatius. I certainly hope so. They forgot all about my Thanksgiving turkey.
Miss Trixie has stood by Levy Pants through the years, the office manager explained, while the ancient assistant accountant babbled something else about the turkey.
I've been waiting for years to retire, but every year they say I have one more to go. They work you till you drop,
Miss Trixie wheezed. Then, losing interest in retirement, she added,
I could have used that turkey.
She began sorting through one of her bags.
Can you begin work today?
Mr. Gonzalez asked Ignatius.
I don't believe that we have discussed anything concerning salary and so forth. Isn't that the normal procedure at this time?
Ignatius asked condescendingly.
Well, the filing job, which is the one you'll have because we really need someone on the files, pays $60 a week. Any days that you are absent due to sickness, etc., are deducted from your weekly wage.
That is certainly far below the wage that I had expected.
Ignatius sounded abnormally important.
I have a valve which is subject to vicissitudes which may force me to lie abed on certain days. Several more attractive organizations are currently vying for my services. I must consider them first.
But listen, the office manager said confidentially. Miss Trixie here earns only $40 a week, and she does have some seniority.
She does look rather worn,
Ignatius said, watching Miss Trixie spread the contents of her bag on her desk and sort through the scraps.
Isn't she past retirement?
Shh, Mr. Gonzalez hissed. Mrs. Levy won't let us retire her. She thinks it's better for Miss Trixie to keep active. Mrs. Levy is a brilliant, educated woman. She's taken a correspondence course in psychology.
Mr. Gonzalez let this sink in.
Now, to return to your prospects, you are very fortunate to start with the salary I quoted. This is all part of the Levy Pants plan to attract new blood into the company. Miss Trixie, unfortunately, was hired before the plan went into effect. It was not retroactive and therefore doesn't cover her.
I hate to disappoint you, sir, but I am afraid that the salary is not adequate. An oil magnate is currently dangling thousands before me, trying to tempt me to be his personal secretary. At the moment, I am trying to decide whether I can accept the man's materialistic worldview. I suspect that I am going to finally tell him yes.
We'll include 20 cents a day for car fare, Mr. Gonzalez pleaded.
Well, that does change things,
Ignatius conceded.
I shall take the job temporarily. I must admit that the Levy Pants plan rather attracts me.
Oh, that's wonderful, Mr. Gonzalez blurted. He'll love it here, won't he, Miss Trixie?
Miss Trixie was too preoccupied with her scraps to reply.
I find it strange that you have not even asked for my name, Ignatius snorted.
Oh, my goodness, I completely forgot about that. Who are you?
That day, one other office worker, the stenographer, appeared. One woman telephoned to say that she had decided to quit and go on relief instead. The others did not contact Levy Pants at all.
This book is continued on Disc 3.